It's the most wonderful time of year, unless you have to fly. According to StatsCan, 4.5 million people traveled through Canada's 8 largest airports last December, so it's fair to say it will be busy again this year. But the journey begins well before departure. Here, insiders share their tips for takeoff. Before you fly, when booking, always give yourself at least 2 hours for any connection. This will provide a buffer in the very common event that your first flight is delayed, says Mackenzie McMillan, a travel advisor based in Vancouver. And try not to connect to the last flight of the day to your final destination. It will avoid an unwanted overnight stay if you miss your connection. Having a few backup connecting flight options helps the airline rebook you in a few hours, rather than a few days. Check in online 24 hours prior to your flight if possible. This will save time at the airport, McMillan advises, and may prevent you from possibly being bumped off an overbooked flight. Traditionally, he adds, if no travelers voluntarily give up their seat, the last people to check in are generally the first to get bumped. It can be exhausting winding your way through security lines, so book a spot in the line before you arrive. An express service is available at major Canadian airports. Just type in your airport's code, YUL, Montreal, YYZ, Toronto, YEG, Edmonton, YHC, Halifax, YYC, Calgary, before the word, express. The online form allows travelers to reserve a time slot and skip the security line upon arrival. At the airport, travelers on domestic flights through Vancouver should have an easier time this season, says Tamara Vrooman, Vancouver International Airport's president and CEO. The domestic checkpoint, she says, is equipped with the latest computed tomography, CORT, technology, Canada's first, and passengers no longer need to remove large electronics, medical devices and permitted liquids, like aerosols and gels that are 100 milliliters or less. According to Erica Vella, Media Relations Senior Advisor for Greater Toronto Airports Authority, the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority is in the process of rolling out the CT X-ray tech at major Canadian airports. Both Montreal and Ottawa's airports launched it in October. Check CATSA.gc.ca to see what you can pack in a carry-on and what needs to be checked. And it's a good idea to leave gifts unwrapped as all bags are subject to screening inspection. A Nexus card helps travelers heading through U.S. Customs, but those without can download the Mobile Passport Control, MPC, app. This helps clear the immigration line more quickly, even when connecting to other destinations through the United States, by filling out the usual customs questions on the app. To speed up the security screening, remove your belt and put it in your carry-on before you get to the scanner. That also goes for your phone, keys, change, everything in your pockets. It holds everyone up while you disrobe and empty everything one by one into the bins. At the boarding gate, don't try to board earlier than your zone. Some airlines are setting alarms, essentially passenger shaming, when a boarding pass is scanned out of sequence. If the gate agent offers to check your bag for free, it may be too big to fit, and you're not connecting to another flight. Take advantage of it, especially if you're not in an early boarding zone or row. Overhead bin space becomes scarce quickly. Travelers who need special accommodations should reach out to their airline 48 hours before departure. Check the airport website to see if it has extras such as playgrounds, a gym, prayer rooms or a quiet nursing area. Neurodivergent travelers should check to see if their airport offers specific help through the Magnus Cards app to help them navigate the check-in and security procedures. Many airports across Canada and around the world try to help passengers with hidden disabilities through the Sunflower program. Sunflower-patterned lanyards are worn by passengers to help identify that they may need extra help or additional time. Look out for those and respect those travelers' needs. Coming home. Once the plane reaches the gate and the captain turns off the seatbelt sign, don't immediately unload your wheelie bag into the aisle. It's a safety risk. Sure, stand up and stretch, but wait for the passengers seated in front of you before moving forward. If you've got a tight connecting flight, let the flight attendant know prior to landing. They will either make an announcement asking passengers to sit tight until the connecting passengers can disembark, or will have a gate agent waiting near the gangway to assist. The next step is often passing through customs before you can find a ride home. Skip the customs line and take advantage of the Arrive Can app for access to the express lanes at 10 airports in Canada. Passengers can save time by making their customs and immigration declaration up to 72 hours in advance, Vella says. The most important tip, though, is to pack your patience, McMillan says. Travel can be a stressful endeavor. A little kindness can go a long way.